And then, after Joe Biden comes in, 3 days in, they start a censorship campaign against the country, anybody who's a conservative. And now we also know that the FBI was weaponized in this Arctic Frost investigation that tapped the phones of sitting U.S. senators. And also, the Republican Attorneys General Association told us to pull in two more U.S. senators, Ashley Moody and myself, who were on the executive committee at that time. Charlie Kirk, political organizations they didn't agree with. This is not in the Soviet Union in the 1980s. This is in the United States of America in the last few years. And then when they thought President Trump was on the run and there's no way people would elect him, and he announces he's running for president, 3 days later, Jack Smith's appointed to get Trump. Fannie Willis brings charges against President Trump, and the assistant prosecutor meets with the White House counsel's office. Why would that happen? Then you have Alvin Bragg bring his charges. The number three person at DOJ goes to work for him to get Trump. All in the United States of America. This continued. And Senator Hawley asked the question, wrote it down, what is happening in this country? And I hope that MSNBC is still broadcasting this, because I'm sure their viewership hasn't heard this story that's gone on for 10 years. The truth is, they never forgave President Trump for coming down the escalator at all. They didn't like him. They didn't like the disruption, and they've spent the better part of a decade not just going after him, but demonizing half the country as fascists and Nazis and threats to democracy. And they have fueled this division in their inability to accept the fact that half of the country isn't deplorables, as Hillary Clinton called her, bitter clingers, as Barack Obama called them, or trash, as Joe Biden called them.